This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. This hour will be a day long remembered. I will take 30 phone calls, or CJ will be allowed to hit me in the head with a baseball bat. I'm joking. But I'm going to take a lot of your calls, and I'm going to move to the next person. I'm going to go to Jason, then John, then Tom, then Walt, then Bill, and others. When you hear me hang up on somebody, that is your chance to call in. I would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I'll just mention the other news coming up in the next segment. I want to go ahead and go to your calls now. Jason in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. And I want to thank you for helping me to achieve discernment. I've been listening since around 08. I'm going to make 3 points in rapid-fire succession, and I'll go off air and listen to what you have to say about them. First of all, in the vein of the Confederate flag thing that has been addressed a lot, but I just want like to say I don't think slavery, as you always say, it's not 300, 400 years ago. It's actively happening because people are buying electronic devices that are made in essentially slave dungeons in many cases, you know, i.e. Apple Corporation. So, you know,
and listen, I'm a hypocrite. There's almost, it's hard to find goods that aren't made basically in slave-like environments. Germany makes out-of-work women go work at brothels. That's slavery.
It is, sir. And you look at the corporate prison complex that employs prisoners at slave wages. They have contracts with these multinational corporations. And a lot of this, if you try to find out information on it, it's very hard to get information because a lot of that information is sealed about what exactly they're doing. But they're like good wages for those corporations, around $2 to $3 an hour in prison, and the lower end is about 50 cents an hour. So,
and all these good old boys my whole life go, they got hot tubs and cigarettes in prison. I want the AC turned off. I want them working. Nobody's got that in prison but white-collar criminals that have, like, cable and stuff. They are working for 25 cents to a dollar an hour, displacing everybody else's jobs. And then they go, what, are you against prisoners? Are you racist against prisoners? No, we shouldn't be competing against prisons. A great example is the fiction movie, but it's based on true stuff that happened, The Shawshank Redemption, where he's got the prisoners out building the highways for cheaper than the private companies can. Go ahead.
Undercuts competition. Point number two, sir. In the last 50, 60 years, you have institutions like the University of Kentucky refusing to even allow African-Americans on their sports teams, okay? And today,
excuse me?
Minorities. What was that? Well, University of Kentucky, I mean, do you remember when Pat Riley was a player there? And they played that all-black team, and essentially only white people were allowed onto the basketball team, and Jackie Robinson wasn't allowed to play for the L.A. Dodgers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about currently. Yeah, sure. Okay,
no,
yeah, go ahead.
I'm talking about in the lifetime of people, you know, in the lifetime of your parents and my parents, because we're about the same age, but do people look back, and now that wasn't 300 years ago, that was in our lifetime, but people continue to wear these logos, and you know what? That if you're going to have that attitude about the Confederate flag or anything for that matter, then why not say, hey, you were a virulently racist organization 50 years ago. I'm not going to wear your logo anymore because of that. Now, do I think that's necessary? No, I don't. But do I think it's a double standard? Yes,
sure.
I do. It's just like buying an Apple phone. But there's a third point I'll make, sir, because I heard you brought this up on the show a couple of days ago. I had a good friend who sat next to a Mexican high government official. And just like you said the other day, this guy, he said he looked like a white guy. And he said that he was talking about the native Mexicans, a lot of them who migrate here. He said he had nothing but disdain and hatred for the...
Yeah, the most racist people that I've ever read about or seen is ultra-rich Mexicans. A bunch of them live in Austin now. And a lot of them are really nice people, except it's like being in East Texas or something, and you run into some racist guys, and they start... It's really uncomfortable. And they'll just say the most horrible things about Mesoamericans that have native blood. And that's because, I mean, the Spanish went down there and just started murdering everybody, and it's still the Spanish that run Mexico.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
One of the stories up on InfoWars.com, we're going to get to at the bottom of the hour. Twitter campaign encourages people to rip down Confederate flags. And it's got people running into front yards, backyards, side yards, cars, peeling stickers off. And again, regardless of what you think about it, this shows the power of the media. We're talking 10 to 15 black people being killed a week in Chicago, being shot by other blacks. You know, is there some flag we could pull down to blame that on? And this is just all part of, oh, you're an empowered group. You go and pull down a rebel flag, that will fix your problems. And what it's going to do is create division when we have so many serious problems to deal with. You've got people calling the police on folks that are selling rebel flags at swap meets and flea markets. And the police show up and go, well, you know, it's on private property, implying it's illegal. And I've told you, I said it before, Rush Limbaugh before Farrakhan. Next, it'll be ban the American flag. And now the calls are happening. Even though American ideas helped end so much of what we call slavery across the world. But I want to go to your phone calls right now. I got two people that disagree, so they go to the front of the line. I'm going to go to Richard in Illinois, then Tom in London, then we're going to go to John in Texas, Walt, Bill, and others. Richard in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm a big fan of yours. I want to disagree about Trump, and it's only because I don't think this guy takes orders from anybody. I'm not saying he's perfect, but you mentioned yesterday he was a ringer. I don't think he takes orders from anybody. My experience with him in Chicago is I've watched as he's built this god-awful building. He put this god-awful sign on it. He sued everybody to get this sign, and he just doesn't take no for an answer. So, anyways, what I was hoping you would do is, if you think he's a ringer, why don't you invite him on the show and ask him?
We have invited Trump on the broadcast. And Nico, go after him again, tweet at him. Everybody tweet at Trump and tell him come on the show. And I've said that's my opinion. And I've been told by Jerome Corsi, who's had a lot of conversations with Trump and others, that he suspects that that's what he's doing. And I respect Dr. Corsi. He's a really smart guy. Trump gives massive money to Hillary Clinton. I can't imagine that you're a real conservative than you give to her senatorial campaign. And what he's doing is gobbling up all the attention and then not properly defending his ideas. The guy owns casinos. The guy is tied in with some really shady characters. After he did that whole birth certificate thing, he suddenly got his NBC contract renewed. So that's my feeling on Trump. My gut has never been wrong. Maybe he'll have a change of heart. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a blue moon has arrived. Again, there's a headline. Donald Trump has spent years courting Hillary Clinton and other Dems. And so that's where I stand. I mean, he's like a cartoon character. People think he's the richest guy in America. He's worth $4 billion. He's a front man, in my view, for some other more powerful people. Bill and Melinda Gates are worth $78 billion on record. Warren Buffett, $73 billion on record this year in Forbes. Their real wealth is in the aggregate trillions. Donald Trump says a lot of great things and things I agree with. But he's shown by his actions that he's a pretty slimy guy. And look, I think people that own casinos are slimy. I've been around it. I've had a chance to be out to Vegas to see some fights and to be behind the scenes. And we know what's come out in the news about it. And I don't even feel good being close to it. I don't lecture people about gambling. You want to do it? Go ahead. You want to be a chump? Go ahead. If you and your buddies want to gamble over a poker game, that's completely different. That's just making the game fun. I get that. So I have gambled playing poker in my life, you know, not high stakes or anything. But the gamblers I know, instead of being competitive in life, instead of going out on a limb in life, they go out on a limb in just somebody else's rigged game. It's a fake paradigm to come into and be screwed. And I think chumps gamble for high stakes. It ruins a lot of lives. It's mentally ill. That's my opinion. And I think Trump is a predator for being involved in it. What do you say to that?
I somewhat agree with you. I mean, again, my only experience with Trump, I've never watched his show. I went to that Trump hotel in Chicago, and I had one drink. And I'm telling you, the employees over there were miserable. They did not smile. You could tell that they were exhausted. I find him exhausting. But he is moving the Overton window in a direction that, as a libertarian, as a Ron Paul, as a Rand Paul supporter, I kind of support. So it's kind of hard for me to say he's all bad when he is moving the Overton window. Now, am I being naive? I don't know. Are you wrong? Well, generally, you're not wrong. I agree with a lot of what you say. As a matter of fact, the best investment I ever made in my life was at Tiki Tangerine that I have every morning. But there's something there, and I don't see him. I see him creating his own reality. I tell you, not to produce your show, but the, Dr. Pitch, I can't pronounce his last name.
Pachinik.
He might be able to give a really good psychological description of what Trump is. I mean, he might be a sociopath. I don't know. Pachinik would know. But I just see him moving the Overton window, and part of me says, That's a good thing.
No, I hear you, Richard. Let me move on to Tom in London. I can't really comment on your comments, or I won't have time to get to calls, but I can't comment too elaborately. Donald Trump is involved with a bunch of seedy people. Donald Trump is, people think, the richest man in America. You go out and ask folks, they think he is. He is a pop culture person who is involved in WWF. And it's not like Jesse Ventura was involved and now he's serious. Trump uses the same tactics in reality. And so, yes, to you who is awake, Trump sounds good. But the media is using what he said and misrepresenting it to then discredit everyone else. And so that's what's going on. I mean, I can take one look at Donald Trump, and I hear this voice say, "Danger, Will Robinson." I take one look at Rand Paul and go, "That's the real deal," but they might kill him. And that's how it basically comes down, in my view. They have to have a straw man to destroy. So then they can say they discredited an idea. I mean, it's outrageous, the criminal crime wave going on in Latin America that's pouring into the United States. I mean, Mexico is a failed state approaching hell, except in small jurisdictions that are controlled tourist areas like Cancun. It's very sad. It's a very beautiful country. Yep, former owner of Monday Night Raw, WWE Hall of Fame inductee. I mean, it's just clown behavior, folks. He works for the Democrats, in my view. He sure gives them more money than Republicans. Tom in London from Albion. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Good to be speaking to you again.
Welcome, my friend. Go ahead.
There are two issues that I just want to briefly disagree with you about today. The first one is the story about German women being forced into prostitution. Now, no German woman has ever been forced into prostitution in the way that you describe. Now, let me explain this. This story came about, it was 10 or 11 years ago, 2004. It was a story in a magazine called Taz. I think it's short for Taz Kreuger. And it was a speculative piece because there were two potentially opposing or a confluence of legal changes in Germany. The first one was legalization of brothels.
And then they were saying, can they be forced? And they found cases of it. But let's just move past that. Okay, you can argue whatever. Let's just say I'm wrong with the case of argument. Does prostitution massively increase as economies decline? And in the United States and England, are not record numbers of women going into prostitution driving down the price of prostitution?
Prostitution is on the increase, absolutely. And now I think there are sort of apps where students, you know, young...
Sure. Did Roman emperors make the gentry prostitute their wives to raise state funds?
Just for the sake of your listeners and for you, I just want to briefly finish the point about that story. Because what happened was a speculative piece that was saying, what if someone was offered a job in a brothel, then this other law would come in and force them to take it. Now, the first thing is that this was a speculation not based on any particular case. The example was of a woman being offered an interview at a brothel for the role of a bartender. It's illegal since 2009 to advertise brothel positions in German job centers. And under their law, their constitutional, when they legalized prostitution, it was absolutely illegal for anybody to be forced by coercion into prostitution.
Well, I know that's in the Geneva Convention as well. The point is economic degradation forces this, and this will be Greece's new cash crop, and I appreciate your call. We're out of time. We did put the London Telegraph and other articles up there where they're saying it's real people and this was going on, but I understand you're saying there's conflicting laws. The overall issue is as economies go down, prostitution proliferates, and your new economies are casinos, prisons, prostitutes, and then there's no more families, society unravels, and we collapse into a hellhole. And so that's where I was going. I rest my case. Walt, Bill, John, Sean, stay with us. We'll be back.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend.
Somewhere along the way.
I'll be looking for ace of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for ace when they pull that gate, and I hope that just...
That's all you can do is be looking for ace when they pull that gate.
Amarillo by morning.
You know, in my life, I don't always get eight every time they open the gate. But when I need to, I always do. Amarillo by morning. to rush through your calls now. We've been getting to some. They've been very interesting, very informative. But let's just go to folks and go to the next person. I'm going to hit some news coming up in the next segment, but then right back into the calls. Let's talk to Walt in Michigan. He wants to talk about the Vatican and the Pope. I don't think you can call him the Pope when he's calling for world government carbon taxes and excoriating capitalism. He should be criticizing crony capitalism, but I forgot he's part of that. But I guess I'm ranting instead of letting Walt talk. Walt, go ahead.
Well, Alex, I've talked to you for on and off for over 20 years, and I want to bring up a quote that David Knight mentioned, a quote from President John Adams. Well, John Adams made another quote. My history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but it is supported by unquestionable authorities and is very particular and very horrible. There, the Jesuit order's restoration in 1814 by Pope Pius VII is indeed a step toward darkness, cruelty, despotism, and death. I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits, if ever there was, a body of men who merited eternal damnation on earth and in hell. It is the Society of Ignatius de Loyola. John Adams, 1735-1826, second president of the United States, and this was his letter to Thomas Jefferson, who also died on the same day that John Adams did.
No, I know they did.
1826.
I know they did. That's what's amazing about it. Basically, they were big Enlightenment folks that were into human freedom, and that whole movement had been against some of the excesses of the church. And I'm not a Catholic, but I have a lot of Catholics that have good fruits. You know, they're friends that are good people, great people. But I look at what the Catholic Church promotes. They've clearly been blackmailed. It's clearly been taken over by the Jesuits. It's in Catholic law. People can look it up that you're not supposed to have Jesuits as a pope. That's why you never had one till now. They're supposedly the secret police, basically, of the Catholic Church, the Society of Jesus, to keep it pure. Well, what's the greatest threat to a country or a religious country like Catholicism is a military takeover. And so basically the Jesuits, which was a military order founded by Loyola, as you mentioned, a general, went from Portugal. He was also in Spain. And now they've taken over, and they're saying, world government, pay your carbon taxes, redistribute wealth, but not the Vatican's. So that's why I am forced to absolutely criticize the Vatican, because I've seen it as infighting. I just want to fight globalism, world government. But when unelected planetary government's being pushed on poor masses that are the main target of it by that snake in a papal gown, it really makes me just go ahead and not pull any punches. And again, I go with my gut and my spirit. Up until this point, it would be destructive to just sit there. But by the way, I can follow what the Pope's doing because he's big. All these Protestant groups are doing the exact same type of crap right now, and it's disgusting. And people need to shout it down. So send me your clips. It's like when Pastor Hagee, who gives some pretty good speeches, I've heard him give some great speeches on TV. I've watched him. He came out like 6-7 years ago and wrote a book. And I played the clip here going, Christ was not the Messiah, but a rebel against the Lord and the Jewish people. And he was dealt with. Read my new book where it describes that Christ was truly not the Messiah. And it's like, and then I also have family that in San Antonio that knows all about Mr. Hagee. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I don't get into stuff. Because later, once I told my uncle about it, now rest his soul, it turned out that they lived, before he was huge, on the same street with him. And they would babysit his son. And the wife would come over, the wife he divorced. And he's just a big fat hypocrite. And here's the deal. I'm not up here judging anyone. It's just that Hagee's a little false prophet, the Pope's a big one. There's no doubting it. Christ was not the Messiah, but a rebel in a war against the Jews and the coming Messiah. I mean, that's a quote, by the way. I played it so many times when it first came out. In fact, guys, look up Hagee says Christ's not the Messiah. I bet it's on YouTube. And so I've just got to say, Pastor Hagee's a so-called Protestant, when really, I mean, with those type of statements, I mean, I would only expect that to come out of the mouth of the devil. So I'm sorry, he's not the false prophet. John Hagee is a devil, a portly little devil with a fake preaching voice.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Alex Jones here, doing a Pastor Hagee imitation. The first thing you need to know is the most important thing for you to do is to order and secure your ProstaGuard today. The New World Order doesn't want you to have a healthy prostate, and things like saw palmetto and other key ingredients here are known to give you healthy prostate function. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Just send your check or money order as well to InfoWars.com. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I need to actually watch some Hagee, and then I can do this accent dead on perfect. Now, before we go any further, I do want to return to your phone calls, but we need to just realize that the globalists are making their moves right now on every front. the globalists are showing us their hand. And if we just quietly submit to it and go along with it, Katie bar the door, there is no bottom to it. And so that's why I'm just upping my rhetoric to the level of what they're doing. As it becomes more and more naked, as it becomes more and more obvious. I want to get into the latest on Al-Qaeda. I want to show video and photos and talk about it for the radio audience. Pluto at last, NASA spacecraft arrives for dwarf planet close up tomorrow, but it's already getting some shots right now. We're going to go over all of this and more. But before we do that, let's go right to your phone calls. Bill in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I listened to your report on Friday concerning Francis and coming out in favor of the New World Order. He also received the hammer and sickle crucifix from the communist head of Bolivia. But, and I've spoken to you about this before, this revolution in the church, the Catholic Church, and as a Catholic I can talk about it, did not begin with Francis. It began with Vatican Council II. It began with John the 23rd. He was inducted.
Okay, well, I want you to speak to that, and I'll give you a few minutes to do it. But, I mean, all I know is this. Pope John Paul II supposedly got shot by the communists, helped bring down the Soviet Union, would never say things like this. So, I mean, Francis is just so bad. It's like having Fidel Castro as the Pope. I mean, am I wrong?
Okay.
Did you see him in South America be awarded a hammer and sickle award by a president?
Was anti-communist. And they would not let him out of the country. But they would let Carol Wojtyla, who became John Paul II. And he went to Harvard, okay, and received an honorary doctorate. He was a globalist in the true sense of the word. He was a complete sellout at the Vatican Council II. So it began with John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, who wore the ephod of Caiaphas, the high priest, instead of a cross on his chest. And it continued under Wojtyla. This is something that has been going on for at least 100 years, but openly since Vatican Council II. I agree with you that, you know, we've got a antichrist in the sense of Francis, okay? And he is definitely selling out the poor in Latin America. But, you know, it goes back earlier than this.
Well, I'm certainly aware that there have been a lot of power struggles, but even CNN reported that Pope Francis surprised by hammer and sickle crucifix. Oh, he's surprised by it while he was down in South America in Bolivia with the president giving him a hammer and sickle with Jesus nailed to the hammer. I mean, there's just no end to any of this. Let's talk about the Jesuits. What do you make of this being the first Jesuit pope?
You know, you keep bringing up canon law, and my wife and I have a used Catholic book business. We've got thousands of books, okay? We've got canon law books. I don't see it. I don't see it. So if you can...
Okay, well, I've had some previous experts on, and I think I'm going to try to get them on, and I'm going from memory, but supposedly it was a big no-no, and they were barred from it because the Catholic Church, a couple of popes slapped down the Jesuits when they were trying to take over. Maybe that's been changed. But let me ask you this. Why has there never been a Jesuit pope?
Because their job within the church was to, you know, minister to Protestant populations, if you will, to try to bring them back into the church, missionary work throughout the world, you know, that type of thing. Go back to a book that both you and I got started on, None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And in the front of the book, they quote Pedro Arrupe, who was head of the Jesuits at that time, saying essentially what you and I and others are saying. There is an elite, there is a cabal, there is, and maybe he was saying this because he was part of it, but I don't think so. Go back and look that up in None Dare Call It Conspiracy. You know, I think, you know, the Jesuits have done some harm, but they have also done some good from a Catholic viewpoint, and I know that won't be popular with a lot of your Protestant listeners. But
well, I mean, let's get past the Catholic-Protestant fighting, because that's only used as more balkanization. I know this. The Catholic Church and Catholics I've known have done a lot of good and stood up against a lot of tyranny. And a lot of most people I knew fighting the New World Order in the old days were older Catholic people. Undoubtedly, though, there's this giant leftist arm to it, liberation theology, that is super nasty. So I don't think we can debate that now the dominant mainline Catholic leadership is super bad news. Because what does it say that they elected this guy when, I mean, he talks like Lenin. I mean, it's so hardcore to see a pope spouting pure communist ideology and stirring up people. It's very dangerous. Very dangerous. And it just shows the globalists are making their move. So, Katie, bar the door, brother. I appreciate your call. I mean, we are in trouble. We are in big trouble. When he called for world government a month ago and started every day excoriating capitalism and saying wealth redistribution is the way to create living hell. And we've got some rich guy sitting on top trillions of dollars, and supposedly the wealth inside the Vatican is just over the top. Nothing like it on Earth. There's giant underground palaces, just vault after vault of diamonds, rubies, gold, artifacts, loot. It's just incredible history, the secrets of it. And the popes are bathing in huge gold bathtubs with sign of the zodiac carved in and diamonds and emeralds and sapphires. I mean, you know what? I'd start buying into your communism if you went and sold it all and actually distributed it to all the poor people or something. What you really need to distribute is anti-gambling, anti-tyranny garbage and push pro-family stuff. But we're not seeing any of that. Because you could give the poor people all the money in the world, they'd lose it in a week. Most of them. Because they go play the lottery, and they go into debt to buy more than they can get. You know, there's a reason poor people are poor. And previously, you could build a ladder for folks that had the proclivity to get out of it, to get out of it. But that's all being destroyed now. So don't worry. The earth is sinking in to a very short dark age. Because the globalists want to set it up where you're totally dependent, totally dumb, under their control. Hey, you want your welfare? Get sterilized. Want your welfare? Take these shots. Then you wonder why you're dying 10 years later. And then the robot computer that runs the hospital says you don't get treatment. You don't even get told the diagnostic. You have cancer. You get told, go home and take these pills. But I always love big masses of poor people. The welfare crowd, whatever, not the working poor, who I respect. Sitting there demanding that they be given something for free, and Warren Buffett going, you're right, you deserve it, and the Pope going, you're right, you deserve some freebies, and Bill Gates and the Queen of England, because they want to get rid of the middle class. They want to get rid of the Renaissance. They want to get rid of independent wealth. They want to get rid of choice. They want to get rid of different ideas they don't control, because they know somebody that makes even $80,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $1 million a year, $5 million a year, will be independent, and they're worried about them. That's why they have luncheons with elitists and luncheons with billionaires and luncheons with congresspeople to get you there, and they say, we need you, Mr. Johnson. We need you, Mr. Sanchez. We need you, Mr. Chow. We need you, Mr. Smith. We need you, Mr. Drogoff or whatever, to be part of this and to help us. And they get good people that have made money and have businesses to join them and get directed by them, believing they're helping the community, when really they're just keeping tabs on you and watching you. And then by society's control and peer pressure, getting you to go along with it. And the big move's here. I mean, they're making their move. John in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
One thing I want, if I could talk about Trump real quick. All Trump's going to do is pull the support away from Rand Paul. Right before the convention, he'll drop out. Jeb gets nominated. The conservatives stay home on election time, and Hillary gets elected.
That's it?
That's the game plan.
That's the game plan. But see, Trump's saying all these reasonable things. The out-of-control left misrepresents it. It makes conservatives and libertarians come defend him. And then Trump sits around with all his buddies laughing at us. And notice mainstream media is saying his name thousands of times a day, 239 times a day on CNN. They just force-feed him to the public, and that's just how the cookie crumbles.
On a Confederate flag, what I'm afraid is going to happen is when the globalists tell easy the politicians caved in on bringing the Confederate flag down, they'll figure, hey, just stage one more last massacre, and we can bring down the Second Amendment. We can ram a gun bill right through there. That's what
They got smart. How do we stage something? I think it was probably staged looking at it all now, the way they pulled back, the way it was all done, orchestrated. On the amnesiac drugs, able to get the gun when he shouldn't have got it in the list by the FBI. They were testing it. Well, if just guns can't do it, what if we tie it to an ideology and then make it about that? And absolutely, they're going to stage massacres just as sure as the sun came up and blame it on the Second Amendment. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Sean in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the financial collapse, and I think it's very clear in America. I really do. I think all these things are coming to a head, and I think the number one thing out of everything, I think the number one thing is the dollar being devaluated, and I think a financial collapse is almost certain, and I think that is one of the most important problems we should deal with in our country.
Well, I agree with you, and we're in a orchestrated collapse. They're making all the preparations, all the Ministry of Defense and Defense Department documents that we've shown and made films about admit it. They're building super creepy, giant, million-person emergency centers where they'll, quote, re-educate us. Hillary's giving speeches about men need to go to fun camps. Everybody's like, what a weird comment. I mean, we are being stalked by wolves. And the general public's had it good so long that when the hammer drops, they have no idea what's about to hit them.
The wolves are starting to circle. I mean, they're starting to, you know, it's time for us to circle the wagons and to bear down because the wolves
are coming. Well, I agree. I mean, we should spend about a third of our time digging in, getting ready, but trying to be self-sufficient. But 70% affecting the future battle space of the info war that may get physical just out of defense necessity to try to just emergency whatever stunt you got to pull that's legal and lawful, pull the stunts to warn the people. Pull the stunts to tell folks about InfoWars.com. Pull the stunts. Get aggressive. Get AM and FM equipment if they shut down the media to be able to fire up with mobile centers to warn the public. I mean, they are coming. I mean, you just look at Hillary. She is a naked, power-mad, possessed goblin. I mean, heaven help us. People say, I've talked to top media people. They go, I bet you're looking forward to Hillary. Your ratings are going to skyrocket. And I'm like, no, I'm having to look at getting out of the country because if they just shut off the media, there's no point in staying. I'm not a military person. It's not that I'm afraid of a fight, but I have a responsibility to take care of my children, and I'm going to fight as hard as I can in the info war and try to just go to the countryside when everything gets shut off and then defend myself if they come. But, God, I just can't believe how real this is and how stupid people are, how caught in a trance they are. They have no idea how perilous it is. Anything else, Sean?
You actually look at it. It's amazing. This is all planned almost, and Hillary is just crazy. Just look at her.
She's completely mentally ill.
Yeah. The lady's nuts.
The elite are crazy to put her in. I mean, so many times in history, elites try to put their front person in, and then they take over. I mean, Hillary Clinton is so evil.
I wouldn't vote for her if she was the last lady on Earth. I mean, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to.
Well, that's because you hate women. It's because you hate women. It's not that she's a tyrant and has a string of dead people behind her and it takes money from dictators and is totally corrupt and, you know, it has more girlfriends than Bill and all that. That's kind of cool, isn't it? You know, it's just. But her followers kind of like the gangster stuff. They want the El Jefe. They want to bow to their queen of evil. I appreciate your call. Tom in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good show as usual.
Thank you, brother.
What I'm about to say is that Trump is not only a man, but he's a $9 billion enterprise. So his contributions to Hillary make complete sense. in that that's the price of doing business in New York.
No, you're right. He wants to operate in her jurisdictions. You got to pay off the mafia. But, I mean, Donald Trump owns casinos. I just think that's very immoral.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. If we don't stop illegal immigration, it doesn't matter who's president. We are flooded for all the reasons we know and for all the crimes we've just seen happen. I mean, it is the downfall of this nation.
Listen. What Trump's saying is true. And Rand Paul says he will do something about it. I agree. Rand Paul should have been saying things like this. He said some things, but not hardcore enough. He should be out there in Trump's face saying, hey, we have a sensible way to do this, and you're up here grandstanding, so he would be the number one guy like he was 3 months ago. And I agree with you that Republicans need to get more aggressive.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't, we're gone. We have no nation. It's that simple.
It's true, because they've used liberation theology in Mexico for 60 years to make opposition to the PRI and to the other parties, communism. And so we got a bunch of communists coming up here who mean well, but are totally, and then they got the Pope manipulating them. I mean, it is a disaster zone. The communist corporate takeover is here. God bless you, Tom. I hear you. All right, Jeannie, Francis, speaking of Pope Francis, bunch of more callers straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Didn't find.
On the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, they found one of the clips, not the one I saw. I saw Hagee like 8, 9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. It was like 2003, 2004. I'm sitting there one day watching television, and I go, oh, it's Pastor Hagee. He gives some interesting speeches. Let me watch him. And I turn it on, and he's up there going, Christ was not the Messiah, but a rebel against the Jewish faith, and had to be dealt with, and he was. Defense of Israel, you will learn the real Messiah will soon come. And I was just like, is this Satan speaking? I mean, this is what the Bible says the devil will say. But they did find the little plug where he says something similar, plugging the book in defense of Israel. So now if you don't support Israel, you don't support Israel if you think Jesus is the Messiah. And that's saying that everybody in Israel doesn't think Jesus is the Messiah. So that's just Hagee becoming so enamored of whatever party he supports in Israel that he then basically adopts Judaism. And that's what a lot of Christianity has actually become. I mean, we are a Judaic Christian slash British common law culture. So people say, I don't want to hear people that hate Israel say, we're not Judeo-Christian. Yeah, we are. Most of our law comes out of the Ten Commandments, the Old Testament, New Testament. But the point is that there's a move by Hagee and others to even remove that out. So I don't care if it's the Pope or Hagee or whatever. If something's diametrically opposed to the Bible, and a two-year-old can tell it is, those people are no longer Christians. In my view, they are excommunicated. I don't care whether you call yourself a Catholic or whether you call yourself a Protestant. You are not in the body of Christ when you say Christ is not the Messiah. Doesn't take a smart guy to know that, does it? So they say they found one of the clips. Here it is.
Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking explanation.
Yeah, that's nothing compared to his actual sermon.
This latest book by Pastor...
But again, they said, are you the Messiah? And Christ said, I am. And the high priest ripped his gown off. Went, ah! I mean, anybody that knows the Bible, are you the Messiah? I am he. Ah! Kill him! I mean, you know, a little red tail sticking out from behind Hagee there. We're going to go to break and jam in a few people in overdrive. Jeannie, Francis, and at least Anthony. I don't know about Adam and Chad, sorry. But I've got a lot of calls in. I think I got like 20-something, so that's better than I thought I would. Briefly, I'm not judging Hagee or the Pope. I'm just saying what they're saying is diametrically opposed to the Bible, and this is what churches have become. Is where I hear the most demonic preaching out there is from the pulpit. Of course, if you're the devil wanting to take over, where would you go? I don't claim to be some goody-two-shoes guy. My heart just loves God, loves justice, loves the unborn, loves human freedom and free will. And that's where I stand, and I believe God's with me. And so who can be against us? We need your prayers. Please spread the word about the broadcast to friends and family. We support ourselves here at InfoWars with high-quality products at low prices, free shipping during the month of July. And we did get more of ProstaGuard that sold out within a month of when it came in. It's been 2 months since we had it. The best formula, in my view, with, 10 different ingredients, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, my memory was right. 10 ingredients, high quality, known to help your body. In my view, good for women as well. We're selling out of Super Male and Super Female. It could be months till we get that. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. But the key is spread the word about the transmission. Some overdrive coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield, nascent iodine or DNA force, super male vitality, super female vitality, lung cleanse, fluoride shield, oxy powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.